There's another very active explosion going on over St. Vincent, so there's another plume on its way. It's probably about, looks like halfway between St. Vincent and Barbados right now. So we're talking about another 45 minutes or so for another dark, really dark plume comes over here. So even though we're going to lighten up a little bit, in and out of the showers as well, it's going to get dark again, particularly across the north and central parts of the island. That hasn't changed. That scenario hasn't changed from yesterday. The north and central, these heavier impacted areas, it's going to get really dark in 45 minutes again across the north and central parts of the island, increase ash fall.
So that's about what, about half hour, 45 minutes, we should get another plume of heavy ash, correct? Right. What will this rainfall pattern? Interestingly enough, you had said yesterday the current conditions weren't very conducive to rainfall. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it surprised a lot of us, and so I was having a really interesting conversation with some peers, and also Kathy Caesar, was a senior lecturer at CIMH, and we're having a really healthy discussion about how it actually happened, and it's a very technical discussion, so I'll try to really make that as simple as possible. So the ash in the very lower levels of the atmosphere, the ones that are closer to the ocean, is more or less, it's causing the vapor to really condense on the ash. So it's not a very dry ash in the lower levels. Eventually, it's picking up moisture. And so, therefore, the atmosphere is not, over time, it is not so bad as in terms of a very dry layer in the lower levels. So then clouds don't find it so difficult in the future once the ash persists in the lower levels where it picks up the moisture. So that we believe that's where it's actually allowing it to still get through.